ankle's killing me.
The ankle that you broke?
It's not broken, but...
You said it was broken.
I didn't say what it was.
You know,
I said it
just hurt. You know what my first clue was? That it wasn't broken?
That I could walk on it?
Yes. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for November 14th, 2008. Mike Minotti is here. That is also me, the one announcing myself as Mike Minotti, an Adge guy.
Yo.
/ AJ Minotti is here. What do you prefer, really? Adge guy or AJ?
Whatever.
I think you seem to like the Adge guy persona. On
well, I was just kind of maintaining consistency. Like, for the first, like, 8 months, you never called me AJ. It was always Adge guy.
Yeah, I know.
Then you kind of just started losing it.
I'm not losing nothing. I got my groove back, remember? Remember we had that whole episode
yes.
where it was all about me getting my groove back?
Yes.
You missed that one. It was a classic. And got my groove back, I did. So let's talk about the show today.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with news. And then we are going to do a best ever.
Yes.
For the first time in a long time. So
lieu of a quiz.
Right. The best ever is going to be the best ever sequel with the number 2 in it. If that makes any sense to you.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean.
I do.
You guys get it. You're all smart. So then, we'll do Answer or Die. You have a couple of those ready for me? You'll think of something.
I forgot all about that. You'll come up with something.
You'll think of something for that. And then we're going to talk about the games we've been playing this week. Then we'll talk about the downloadable game releases, the normal game releases. Derek Robbins did not do the top 10 list this week. Someone else did. I'll find out who when we get there. But yes. We'll look at his list. We'll comment on it, then we'll get into the mail barrel. We got an email to talk about. And that'll be the whole show. So, you know, much to look forward to. Rah, rah, rah.
Indeed. Let's go to some news.
Why is your first news item is that Activision is evil?
Yes.
Well, they might be stupid. I don't know if they're evil, but let's hear it.
Well, let's go to it now. So this is basically Bobby Kotick, who's the president, was interviewed as to why they didn't, you know, decide to publish games, like Ghostbusters and Riddick, which were basically done. And Bobby Kotick had this to say. They, and this is a quote, don't have the potential to be exploited every year on every platform with clear sequel potential and have the potential to become $100 million franchises. I think generally our strategy has been to focus on the products that have those attributes and characteristics, the products that we know that if we release them today, we'll be working on them 10 years from now. Now, this is actually the second time he's used that word exploited.
Yes.
And he got railed pretty good for that, and he's still doing it.
Well, because he's still making lots of money, so...
That's just a sign of arrogance, then. Like, we don't care what you guys think.
Well, I mean, it's hard to argue with their success in a way, though.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Activision doing pretty well right now. I mean, you'd think they could have made some money with Ghostbusters, though.
Seriously, I mean, like I said, the game's practically done. Release it, who cares? So you can't make 6 of them, so what?
This Rick game, is this that one that was basically just a remake?
It's the remake, yeah.
Of Butcher Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about that.
It got picked up by THQ.
Okay,
and Ghostbusters is to Atari. So they're still coming. Of course, the only one still kind of left out is Brutal Legend. Which is very upsetting me.
Well, that's par for the course.
Also, I forgot to write this down, too. Would you see where Activision's now considering charging a subscription fee to get access to the user-generated music?
Really?
So they want you to pay for the music that other people are making for free.
The thing is, when I first heard about that, I thought, oh, cool, I can play like video game themes, but you know, they're not letting that happen. I don't want to hear people's original compositions. Oh, that's awesome.
Let's segue into that. They are pulling songs off Guitar Hero World Tour and levels out of Little Big Planet left and right for copyright infringement, which I really have to say, what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, especially Little Big Planet, they try to, it seems like one of the marketing hooks of this was like YouTube, but video games. If you go on YouTube right now, like, what was the feature thing that we both were watching last week? It's a Star Wars song.
Yeah. I mean,
like, if you made the Star Wars level in Little Big Planet, it would get pulled for copyright infringement. Like, I honestly think that in the very near future, copyright law is going to have to be really revised because of all the user-generated content that's out there. Like, I mean, is LucasArts seriously going to sue this kid for singing a song about Star Wars?
Right.
You know?
I thought the old thing was that as long as it wasn't for profit, it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like a somewhat accepted thing. But I think the difference between YouTube and something like Little Big Planet or Guitar Hero is two things. For one, there's someone a little more specific to point fingers at, being Sony or Activision in these cases. And also, like, it's not like you paid for YouTube. YouTube's free.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, it's upsetting because, like, probably that Batman level we played in Little Big Planet, that was really good. That's gone.
I know that the God of War level's gone.
And that's a Sony IP.
Yeah.
I mean, half the people who are playing this game have a Kratos Sackboy. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, that's the other thing, because then we have all these, like, Sackboys from different IPs, but, like,
they're going to be Disney Sackboys
Disney
soon.
Disney and, like, Snake and Sephiroth, but, you know, they have to walk around, like, generic levels.
Yeah,
it's just this weird. So let's move on. Okay. I feel like I should be upset, but like I understand copyright laws and all that. But it's just, I kind of assumed because they never, when they were talking about this, they always said, then they never said like, oh, and be sure that it's never copyrighted material. It let us all think like we could do whatever we want. Then when the time came and said, oh no, we can't allow that. What, you guys are making the Mario theme in Rock and a Guitar Hero?
Yeah, like...
Oh, my God.
What? Well, especially when you put a goddamn MIDI importer into the PS3 version. What do you think the first thing people did? They got some MIDIs of Mega Man music and put it in Rock or Guitar Hero.
Yeah. You know, so me and you would keep almost saying Rock Band first.
Yeah. That's... I think that speaks as to which one we like better.
Yeah.
Well, here's some good news. So we all know how Mortal Kombat versus DC is kind of toned down to get the teen rating in America. But in Europe, the rating system there, like, there isn't a teen rating. It would be, like, 16. So they're able to get away with a little more. And as such, the game is a little less censored in Europe. So, like, the Joker's fatality is intact from what we know and love. And the best part is the PlayStation 3 is region-free.
Yeah, but can I play it online with, like, people from America?
I don't see why not.
What about trophies? Do those work?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
Do you care that much? Are you going to play a lot of Mortal Kombat online?
I don't know. I kind of want... I don't know where I am on this yet. The Mortal Kombat thing. I don't know if I care that much about the slight censorships to import it. If I'm going to import anything, it's going to be that Tatsunoko or whatever.
Oh, the versus Capcom game?
Yeah. Wii. Beautiful Joe's in it, and it's all gameplay video of that. It was pretty sweet. Yeah.
Sweet. Halo Wars will be releasing a collector's edition. I know, right? One of the things in that, actually, in a kind of weird... thing of synergy is early access to the Halo 3 Mythic map pack, which I first misread this. I thought it was like a map pack for Halo Wars that were like reimaginings of Halo 3 maps, but no, it's like the Halo 3 map pack in Halo Wars, free and early.
Interesting.
So, you know, if you're going to get that anyway, that's probably going to be a $10 map pack, so you can kind of subtract $10 off the price of the Halo Wars CE.
Right. Then, speaking of Halo, you see that they say that Halo 3 Recon campaign is going to be, like, 3 hours long?
You should really start reading my list so you don't spoil things. But yes.
Where's that even at?
Oh, it's somewhere. I remember typing it.
I was looking and didn't see it.
Game Informer had the cover story of Halo 3 Recon.
If you had any sense of segues, you would have put this next to the other Halo story.
Just typed this list like
10
minutes
ago. That's why I'm bringing it up now.
Anyway, yes. They said it would be, like, a 3 to 5 hour single-player experience. It's not a $60 game. I'll laugh though, and it's like $59.99.
Yeah,
three
or 5 hours.
One interesting thing is
whenever they say 3 to 5 hours, I usually take that to mean 3 hours, unless you're stupid.
They also said you know that recon armor that like the Bungie employees only get and like some of their friends. Apparently, if you complete the Vidmaster achievements in Halo 3 Recon, you can unlock the recon armor.
Oh boy!
Yeah, well, I'm sure some crazy people out there will be all over that.
I'm sure they're very excited.
Let's go on to the next Burnout update, and it's incredibly awesome. They're releasing some cards to download. There's 4 of them. One of them is called the Jansen 88. It's basically the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
And when I talk about copyright infringement...
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
This thing looks exactly like a DeLorean. When you do a Burnout boost, it leaves a flame trail, and if you click L3, it hovers. The wheels fold in, and it hovers.
Man.
This is going to be awesome.
That's going to be sweet.
The other 3 cars are called the Cavalry Bootlegger, Manhattan Spirit, and the GT Nighthawk. I don't know what hooks about them they have.
I bet that Nighthawk is a Batmobile.
That could be cool. You can buy each car separately, or you can get like a discounted pack of all 4. Usually I'm not one for downloadable cars, but it's a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Must have. So, Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, which I believe released this week, did not learn its lesson from Dead Rising. And as such, the text on an SD TV is pretty much unreadable. And it's kind of a text-heavy game. There's a lot of those little... It's just like the old Banjo-Kazooie where things are always popping up at the bottom.
Oh, right.
At first, they said they weren't going to fix it, and then the internet exploded, and now they are.
Well, there you go.
Sonic Unleashed was delayed in Japan, but not America, which really confused everybody. People were saying that, like, they were going to, like, the speculation was like, oh, the game's effed, but they're going to fix it for Japan, but they don't care about America, all this stuff. Sega cleared it up by then saying it's delayed due to manufacturing issues in Japan, which I have to call shenanigans on, because as we noted a few weeks ago, Little Big Planet was recalled, repressed, and redistributed in like 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't think it takes 6 months in Japan, of all places.
I don't... Yeah, at first they were saying that there were quality problems with it. I don't know. I mean, it's the Sonic Unleashed.
Did you see the thing with the guy who's in charge of the series now talking about, oh, we read the criticisms, and I agree, but apparently he just doesn't care.
Yeah, he reads the criticisms. We'll see. We'll see how much he agrees. Sonic Unleashed, it's coming this month, right?
Yeah. No, December 3rd?
We'll find out about you, Sonic Unleashed. We'll, yeah. We'll know what you're all about. I bet there'll be a couple of reviews that be like, oh, this one's not bad, like, which happens with everyone. Remember, you know, Play Magazine?
Yeah.
The ones that gave that Sonic the Hedgehog for 360 and PS3 a 9.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Play Magazine. They gave some other game recently that everyone else hated. A high score.
Huh.
Spider-Man? No, it was Golden Axe.
Oh. Golden Axe?
Yeah, they gave it like a
Maybe
9.
They just like Sega.
And then the guy who wrote the review actually like came out and like...
Defended
it? Yeah, he had to defend himself. And he didn't so much defend himself as he criticized everyone else for, like, obviously not playing the game.
I remember reading that. He's like, you didn't play it right. It's not a hack and slash. Everyone's like, yes, it is.
It's Golden Axe.
Yeah, seriously.
Golden Axe? What are they? That's not even...
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Well, now that Richard Garriott has been to outer space and immortalized humanity's DNA, I guess making video games seem kind of mundane. So he's leaving NCSoft to pursue other interests.
Now this means he's leaving not only NCSoft but the whole industry, right?
Is that the assumption? Yeah.
Okay. Ultima Online.
Yeah. Games for Windows Live got an interface update in wake of all this NXE nonsense. It was kind of like, I've seen some pictures of it. It looks nice. And what's great is they're like, we decided to give it an interface tailored to a PC experience. Oh, like, that's a good idea since it's games for Windows.
Yeah.
Thanks. Boy, have they cocked that up.
They what that up?
Cocked it up. You ever heard that expression?
No, I have not heard that expression.
Okay, they really screwed that
Thank
up.
Thank you. What's wrong with screwed?
I don't know.
I like screwed. They cocked that up? What does that even mean?
It means they screwed it up.
Yo, then say screwed it
okay,
up.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I mean, like, Microsoft released this thing this week, and they're like, yeah, we hope to sell full games on Games for Windows Live soon. It's like, hi, welcome to Steam 2004. You know? It's like, jeez. They did announce, though, that Fallout 3, which is a Games for Windows Live game.
I love Fallout 3. Mm-hmm.
It will be the first game to use the Games for Windows Live marketplace for its DLC.
Oh, that's right. That game's going to have DLC. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not horse armor. Oh, it'll be dog armor.
There you go. That would be useful.
That might be helpful.
Yeah,
actually.
Keep that damn thing alive.
I might pay money
so
for
many
that.
Times I've had to reload save files because I, like, forgot about dog meat. And I get that thing, dog meat has died. And I'm like, fuck.
I wonder, who would ever... Would you even ever think about, like, well, I'll just keep going. Forget about dog meat then. Like, come on.
Oh, no. Moving on. So, remember when Sony was very proud that they got the exclusive DLC for Mirror's Edge? Mm-hmm. Not so much. It's coming out for both now. Sometime in the next couple weeks.
All right, then.
See what that is. We did that already. Battlefield Heroes, which is what was in closed beta. The closed beta shut down today, actually. And it will come back sometime in early 2009 while they do some back-end work. This game was supposed to be out in the summer. I really don't see why it's taking so long.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, it's a fun game, and I like it. It's not that complicated.
Right. I don't know what they're working on.
So Microsoft will be releasing their karaoke game, Lips. One bummer is that the Lips microphones won't support other games such as Rock Band and Guitar Hero. The reasoning for it, though, kind of makes sense, because it's not a USB microphone. It's like technically like an Xbox 360 controller that has a mic built into it. So it's not like a one-to-one interface, though they're not opposed to the idea of trying to patch it when the other games and everything, so it will work eventually.
I don't see
a lot of people buying Lips, though.
Do we have an entire set list for Lips?
We might. But, I mean, that's the one that can use any song, though. So your set list is limited only by your wallet.
Does it really use any song? What does that mean?
What it does is it uses that karaoke trick of how, like, they strip lyrics out by deleting the center channel. And I think, like, they have, like, a database that people can upload lyrics to themselves.
Okay.
And if it's not there, they'll ask you if you'd like to do it.
We'll see about that.
Which, again, IP infringement. I don't know. That sounds like an iffy thing to me.
Well, whatever.
And the last item I have on my list, Street Fighter IV was given a release date today. It'll be out on the 360 and PS3, February 17th in America, the 20th in Europe.
Man, screw Street Fighter IV. I want that Versus game.
Well, Street Fighter 2 HD is supposedly very close to done.
The sad thing is that Street Fighter, to me, Street Fighter 2 HD doesn't look all that different from Street Fighter 4. You know what I mean?
Well, kinda.
Well, I mean, it looks different, but I mean, what, I mean, you got people, they're throwing Hayukens, and they're doing the spin kicks. And they
Street Fighter 4, what's like, they have some kind of new move mechanic to it that's supposed to be pretty cool.
I know. I kind of prefer the more, like, alpha style of the Capcom 2D fighter.
Well, I think 4 is a little, it's like a less technical version of Street Fighter Alpha. Like, you have, like, combos and all that stuff.
It's more like the speed, that's what Alpha and the Versus mm-hmm. games, and the craziness, and the super moves, and all the ridiculousness that I
have. Yes.
Okay, so the best ever.
The best ever.
Best ever from a long time. Best ever sequel with the number 2 in it.
Now, this is like, you know, a 2 for a lot of series can be a misstep. Like, look at games like Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
But there is no 2 in that title.
Oh, so you want like an actual number?
There's got to be a number 2
huh.
for this to count.
Hmm.
So,
well, like, let's just list some off that we think are worth it. You seem to be enjoying Gears 2 as is the general
Gears
consensus.
Gears of War 2 is the example of a sequel that is pretty much just its predecessor, but everything is better.
Yeah, like people are saying, like, Gears 1 is now unplayable after you played Gears 2.
I mean, unplayable might be a bit harsh, but I mean, you know, it's like, what's the point anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people might say the same thing about, like, Resistance 2, but, like, you go back older, and, like, for a while, a lot of it really was just, like, improving things, like Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, add a character, you get a spin dash, and, you know, things are hunky dory.
Yes.
And that was a good sequel.
Like, I would say Fable 2 is a marked improvement over Fable 1.
Yeah, Fable 2 is the example where they change a lot of things and make a much better game.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just have some times where things are just different for no reason, like Mario 2.
Well, that wasn't truly Mario 2.
I don't like hearing that. It's Mario 2 here.
That's true.
Well, would you really tell me that, the Lost Levels is the better Mario 2?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
See, exactly. So
I wouldn't say it's better.
I'll take our Mario 2. I think Mega Man 2, though, is definitely a really important one.
Well, you know the story of Mega Man 2.
Kind of, but I'd like to hear you tell it.
Well, basically, you know, these guys made Mega Man 1, and the game did okay. And then, like, they were working on their next
Mega Man 1 did, like, even maybe a little less than okay.
Yeah, especially in America.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they get assigned to their next project, but they really liked Mega Man, so they, like, stayed after hours, like, every day to, like, just kind of in secret work on Mega Man 2. And then they were like, oh, we've made another game. They're like, all right. And then
that one became popular.
Yes,
because that one was designed.
So, and I mean, like, and people say, like, when you realize, like, when you think go into that game thinking, like, this was made by guys who made it just because they wanted to, like, it's a complete labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shows,
right? It does. It does. And of course, after that, it was like, we need more Mega Man.
Yeah, they're like, shit, what have we wrought?
Oh God.
It's just two. In the
well, you got like Diablo 2, which is definitely a big improvement over like Diablo 1. Diablo 2 is good stuff. That's in the sequel where, like, I don't even think about the first one anymore.
That's very true.
But yeah, like, sometimes, like, Street Fighter 2, or Street Fighter 1's, like, irrelevant.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't even know it existed. Same thing with Warcraft 2.
Yeah.
Like, Warcraft 1, like, I don't, what is that?
Orcs and humans.
Yeah, I knew nothing of that game. Like, it was just, like, Warcraft 2. And I never thought of Warcraft 2 or Street Fighter 2 as, like, sequels or something.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, these were the first ones. There may have been some game before it.
Does that to you speak of the quality of the sequel or the
quality
lack
of the
quality in the prequel?
I can't speak for the prequels in either case.
Right.
I never even played them.
I'd like to play Warcraft.
I saw there's a retrospective on I just kicked my mouse into oblivion. There's a retrospective, you know, I always rave about those on game videos. Game trailers. They got the Warcraft one. I got to see some video of orcs and humans for the first time. It's weird.
Yeah.
You have to connect everything with roads.
Really?
Yes.
It's interesting.
Strange stuff like that. So come on. Well, you got Halo 2, which was kind of just Halo-y. It had dual wielding. That was the big thing.
Yeah, dual wielding and better graphics.
Kind of better graphics.
Better than Halo 1.
But you have some sequels that, you know, wasn't as good. Like Well, first off, with let's talk about the Metroid series. Yeah, Metroid 2.
Well, that didn't have. Oh, there was, yeah, Metroid.
Which 2. Was kind of weird because, like, we're going to make a Game Boy game. That's going to be Metroid 2. Then you got Metroid Prime 2, which everyone just kind of agrees wasn't as good as Metroid Prime.
Did it have 2? Was it called Metroid Prime
2? Metroid Prime 2 Echoes. Yeah. So,
you know. Yeah, I didn't like it as much. I mean, Metroid Prime grabbed me right away. Metroid Prime 2 Echoes, I got bored in an hour.
Right. Yeah, it just wasn't quite the same thing.
You got stuff like EverQuest 2.
Well, EverQuest 2, Asheron's Call 2, which isn't even around anymore.
I liked Asheron's Call 2.
It was okay. I liked Asheron's Call 1 back in the day.
I liked them both. They were good games.
Asheron's Call 1 was pretty interesting when it first came out.
When you had to play it through the zone? Remember the zone?
What do you mean the zone?
You don't remember the Microsoft Gaming Zone?
That's right.
I had that awesome air combat game I used to love. Fighter Ace.
I do remember Fighter Ace.
Fighter Ace was awesome.
But that does not have a 2 in it, so we're not talking about it.
Yeah, sorry, tangent.
Not talking about it right now. How about KOTOR 2?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a sad one.
This is interesting. We have Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, but then Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast is also eligible.
And those were good games.
They both were good games. Are there any other, like, absolute favorite number 2 sequels of yours?
Nothing jumps to mind. I think we hit a lot of them.
Do you have something in mind as your favorite?
There's Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, that's worth talking about because that's kind of a misstep sequel, huh?
Yeah, like, another one. The gameplay was sound, but everything else about it was... Eh.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. There's Final Fantasy 2, which is its thing. You know?
Yeah.
We're talking about Japanese Final Fantasy 2 now, of course. I think at this point we don't even need to say anymore.
Yeah, I think everyone's figured it out.
I think we're all on the same boat now as far as the numbers for Final Fantasy goes.
Yes. I guess there's technically Dragon Quest.
I don't know anything about that. Not very many of them really follow that kind of numbering convention.
It's hard to get away with, I think.
It is, because they rarely ever direct.
There's Star Ocean, the second story. Does that count?
Oh, me too. Like Sonic Adventure 2. Is Sonic Adventure 2 better or worse than Sonic Adventure 1? I'm always kind of... I definitely think I was...
The Sonic levels are better, and everything else is shit.
Right.
Which is kind of like what I predict happening with Sonic Unleashed. Like, the regular levels are great, but the werewolf ones are shit.
Yeah, probably. All right, I got a favorite if you have one.
I do, too.
Why aren't you good?
I say Diablo 2.
That's a very good one. Diablo 2 is better than Diablo 1 just about every way, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal game.
You know what? I'm going to say Diablo 2 also.
Well done. What were you going to say, though, just out of curiosity?
I was going to say Mega Man 2.
That's what I thought when you told me this question earlier today. But then, like, I forgot all about Diablo 2 until you brought it up. Because, like you said, Diablo 1 was a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
But then Diablo 2 comes out, and it's so much better, you kind of forget all about Diablo 1.
Right. It was good. It was good.
Yes.
Well, join us next week when we talk about the best sequel ever with the number 3 in it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
All right. I kid you not. 4 might be a bit of a stretch. There aren't very many of those. No. We could do Metal Gear Solid 4.
Mega Man 4 and Final Fantasy 4.
So far, Metal Gear Solid 4 is winning.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay. I've got one answer to die for you.
You got one? Make it count.
Okay. What is the best video game soundtrack ever?
Mega Man 3.
Ooh. I didn't get a number out.
That's my current favorite right now. That's the one I'm hooked on.
Well, I'll give you that. It's a good soundtrack.
I love that. Ooh, I dig that.
I would have to say Grim Fandango for me.
Right. The best song in the Mega Man 3 soundtrack is Get a Weapon. I love that song.
Go ahead. I know you want to sing it.
I'm stopping myself.
Okay.
I don't think anyone really wants to hear me do that. I'll be honest. So let's talk about our week in gaming.
Yes.
I love Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love Fallout. I love it more than you do, which is strange.
You've beaten it already. I haven't.
I've beaten it. I played a lot. I beaten it and I don't own it. Come on.
Yes. Well, I should have it hopefully done by the end of next week, and we'll probably do a Fallout 3 postmortem.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping. I was trying to push for you to beat it.
Yeah, it wasn't done.
Right.
I was distracted this week by, the next few games I'm going to talk about.
I've already raved about the game. So I'm going to bring up a couple complaints, though.
Okay, that's fair.
I wish the level cap was kind of higher.
I agree. I when I found out it was hard capped at 20, I was a little dismayed.
Because, I mean, it's easy to get to level 20. You can get there, 25 hours. I mean, mm-hmm. I've done most of the side quests. I mean, typically you think Western RPGs are huge games. Mm-hmm. And while the world is big enough, I feel like there maybe are not enough quests. Because, I mean, I only have, like, there's maybe, like, four or three side quests I haven't done yet.
Yeah, like I noticed in this game is, like, when you get, like, a quest, they do that cool thing where, like, the title comes up on the left side of the screen and everything. And every quest kind of has that pomp to it. There were a lot of very incidental quests in Oblivion that weren't big, but they were still fun little things to do. And that's kind of missing from this.
But the problem is, like, I want to do all the other side quests now, but, like, I don't get any experience for any of
them. Yeah, there's no, I mean, you might get some items, but that's not even, that doesn't really tend to be a reward either in this game.
Right. And I'm always critical of games where I get to a point where, like, rewards don't even benefit anymore.
I think, really, this game's designed to be replayed as opposed to continuing.
That's what I think.
Like, I think at this point now, you're better off to be an evil character, blow up Megaton, see what happens.
I don't want to be an evil character. I really don't.
Feel bad.
I don't want to be a jerk. I like being the hero. I might be a neutral character. I don't know.
That seems like that'd be hard to do.
It would be hard to do. There's some good perks to, like,
see, it just feels like you're not so much a neutral character as you'd be schizophrenic.
Yeah, that's a thing with neutral.
There's like, not really, there's never a neutral choice. You just have to keep yourself balanced out.
Yeah, like, I'll kill this guy, but this guy, I'll get his puppy back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, weird choices like that. So, you got Wrath of the Lich King.
Yes. Well, you did too, but you just haven't gotten to play yet because you're waiting for
all this crap just to play it. I mean, first we were trying to cast a scroll resurrection on me, and so I had to change my email address. Like, I had to update things, and then that wasn't going to work because I already did it to me myself once, like, a year ago.
Right.
So then I want to play my Death Knight on your server, but my level 55 character is on a different server. So first I thought, like, oh, it's going to let me because, like, the Death Knight option came up. But then after I made the characters, like, we won't let you do this. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, I wish it was just if you had a 55. I mean, granted, I guess you can't expect all the servers to be talking to each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
But, so now I had to do a character transfer, which is $25. And I had to wait for that to be done. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's going to take. One thing said, like,
five hours, once it's 72.
Yeah. No, one thing, once it's 7 days.
Oh.
So I'm hoping
5 hours.
Yes, that is my hope.
That would be preferable.
Yes. So I hope so, because I want to get in there.
So I've been playing it, and I've created my Death Knight. I finally got my Hunter to 55. He was at 53 before the game came out. I've played through the Death Knight area in the beta, and I think I've talked about it before, so it's really cool. But like some of the new things that they've added to the game that I see as being not level 70 in Northrend yet, and a lot of this stuff is included just in a patch, so if you're not at 70 yet and you're not going to make a Death Knight right away, there's no reason to rush out and buy this yet. But they put this whole lighting and shadow system to the game, which is really great looking, actually. Like, I really like shadows in games for some reason, and this one just looks really good. They have the achievements that are in the game now, and like a lot of nice little touches, like pets and mounts, you now learn them as spells, so you don't have to have an item in your inventory sucking up space. Just like since I've played it, this is why I like I'll stop playing WoW for like 3 months and they come back and everything's completely different, which is always fun. Like, you know, they did like a talent respec and there was a ton of new hunter talents that I was going through.
Do you get to spec your like Death Knight just right away? How's that work?
Some of the quest rewards inside of the starter area awards you talent points as you go. So by the time you're done, you have just as many talent points as you would have.
Okay, cool.
So that way they're just kind of slowly doled out to you.
I still think it's weird there's only one hero class.
Yeah, like I said, I really kind of wish they'd done two.
And I was telling you before, also, it seems like this expansion set is not offering much for like a new player.
Yeah, that's like I said, if you're not level 70 yet, you really don't need this unless you're going to make a Death Knight.
Right. Well, even then, yeah, I need level 55 at least. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Yeah, no, I mean, not too much. I mean, it's Warcraft. It has sucked me back in. It's very fun.
I got Gears of War 2.
Excuse me. Yes. I'm waiting for Gamefly to send it to me.
Man, Gears of War 2 is like, it's kind of off of my radar, really. Just because, like, I was like, okay, it'll be Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I kind of forgot how much I like Gears of War. And second off, you know, I kind of underestimated just how much better it would be. Like, you know, it's just prettier and it's just, the campaign is just epic.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I hate that word, but I mean, yeah,
it is.
They're making
sure. Is it bigger, better, and more badass?
You know what? It is indeed, sir.
Cliffy B was right.
Yes, as much as Cliffy B can kind of come off the wrong way. Yeah, he was right. And I mean, it's the campaign's just so much fun to play through. And you know, it's gotten to the point where, like, Marcus's kind of retarded, you know, dialogue and stuff. It's becoming endearing. I'm kind of beginning to like Marcus.
My favorite line that I've heard people talk about, and I think you've probably come across by now, is where someone said, there's a shitload of locusts down there. And he says, nope, there's 10 shitloads.
More like 10 shitloads, yeah.
That's great, I think.
Right. There's one like touching moment in the game, though, and Marcus plays it up all pretty good, you know?
That's cool. Yeah. I'm curious to see how it handles the tender moments.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. The lead up to it, I was like, man, this is going to be stupid. And you kind of see it coming. But then when it happened, they handled it pretty well.
For what it is.
But yeah. I mean, as well as a video game has.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you know, the love story.
That's good.
So, you know, yeah, that went fine. But I mean, the game, I always think that when it comes to a game where you just shoot things, there's nothing I really like better than the Gears of War style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, other, like, first-person shooters, like a Bioshock and, like, Half-Life, they'll have other things going for them. But when it just comes down to shooting mechanics and getting into cover and, you know, getting, like, the weapons. And, like, I love how, like, their weapons, they're never, like, it's not like Resistance where, like, our weapons are crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. They do their thing.
Right. You have the sniper rifle, you got the shotgun, you know, you have a flamethrower in this one, which is the first useful flamethrower I've ever encountered in a video game.
That's cool. I heard the one in World at War is really good, too, though.
Really?
Because it kind of gets... Because flamethrowers back then were, it was like they were shooting out like a liquid,
yeah, I know.
Whatever. Like some, yeah, kind of. So it's like that mix of a flame gushing out and liquid flying out.
Right. The problem with flamethrowers before is just like, it doesn't have any impact to it. So it's just like,
yeah, they're dots. They're not really doing constant damage. It's damage over time.
Right.
So it's like, never enough.
It never is enough. But, I did a little bit of multiplayer so far. Right now, my connection to the servers has been kind of weird. I don't know if my internet's
connected. Yeah, I think the internet here is acting
up. I haven't done horde mode or anything like that. But I'm like on Act 5 for the campaign, so I'll be
back. Oh, really? Soon. Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's definitely a lot longer.
That's good. Then you could play co-op with me, and you could be Dom, get your Dom achievements.
Right, right. I mean, it's definitely a longer campaign.
Too. Yeah, that's
good. It's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, speaking of horde mode, something similar. You've gotten your chance now to join me in the Left 4 Dead demo.
Oh, yeah. I did play. I played Left 4 Dead on the PC a lot that one day.
We've played it on both now because the 360 demo's out.
Yeah, and then I played on 360. So first, just me and you played. Then we played. Then
you played with some of our friends on the PC.
Yeah, four people. Then me and you played two other people we know on 360.
I got to play through it all day. It's so fun.
It is fun.
I love it. The AI director, I think, is one of the greatest like things about gaming this year.
It's a cool idea. I think it's
one of the top technical achievements.
It is neat. And like I said, when you just have like a lot of zombies coming at you, and if you have a rig that can handle like all that coming at you, it is a lot of fun.
It's very exhilarating,
right? I will say, I know there's an option to get rid of the push to talk thing, but you know, so you can just talk, and I need to make sure we do that because it's annoying because you just want to be shouting at each other. Like, yeah, oh shit.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Where are you?
So now you played both. I mean, what do you think is better?
PC or 360? Definitely. But a game like this, you kind of need more precise.
Yeah, and plus, controls. Like I said too, I mean, you look at how Valve supported TF2 on the PC, and there's no reason why that level of support wouldn't continue on the PC.
Right.
So. And plus, it's $10 cheaper.
Yeah, nice. That's always
a plus. And Valve game, I mean, yeah, if you want to run it with every single graphical option turned on, you need a decent machine. Nothing like Crysis level. But like the thing about Valve games is, too, you could probably run this on a laptop from 2004 if you turn everything off.
Right. But it's definitely the best four-player first-person shooter co-op experience I've had so far.
Yes.
I will definitely say that about it.
So my rental copy of Mirror's Edge should be coming in later today, actually. But I did one thing curious with the demo that I didn't think to try, is I turned off the reticule and I turned off the runner vision.
Oh, you can turn that off.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, granted, I kind of have that level committed to memory, so I kind of knew what I was doing, but I almost think I like it better that way. I'm kind of debating how I'm going to play the game when it finally comes
right
to me later today.
It's getting a lot of-
It's a very mixed bag, it seems like.
You don't want to say too mixed. I mean, like, you know, nines and sevens isn't that bad, obviously. Right. But, you know, when you see the seven has a stigma to it. And
it seems more like everyone kind of agrees on the game's faults. It's just how much were they bothered by these faults.
Yeah, I think it's just that, like, I was taking it back because I thought that this was going to be, like, a media darling.
It seems like everybody plays this game and says, I can't wait for the sequel when they fix everything, you know?
Yeah, right. Hopefully this one does well enough. So that
you know what I realize is really smart about the tutorial? Because it's in a first-person perspective, you notice the tutorial has you watch Cell do everything first. it's kind of a handy way of giving you an outside reference of what everything you're doing looks like, and you don't realize it until you like you're like, oh.
Yeah. I don't want to do that tutorial again now.
Yeah, it's not that long.
And sick of tutorials, all that. Well, you just brought up a game you didn't even play. It's a game you will be playing.
Yes. I played the demo.
War games we will hopefully be playing. I hope to be playing World at War.
Yeah.
Because that's getting good reviews, you know, people.
Yeah, people
are digging it. Treyarch stigma seems to be gone.
I don't see myself investing in the multiplayer for it, because I'd rather, play Call of Duty 4 multiplayer.
But the campaign will be good.
Yeah, the point I'm getting at is this will probably be something I'll rent, play the campaign.
And that dog thing you told me about still sounds awesome. Where instead of helicopter, you're calling the pack of dogs.
Yeah, it's just that it seems that people are, now they play with it, say, like, it's like the helicopter you could beat, like, if you were really careful about it, but these dogs are kind of relentless. Like, you're fucked.
Well, if you get 7 straight kills.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I mean, how often that can happen. It is kind of amusing, too. One thing that sucks, too, though, is, you know, there's that zombie multiplayer mode. Did you hear about that? The Nazi zombie one?
What's with the zombies?
It's basically Gears of War Horde mode.
Okay.
And it's Nazi zombies. And, like you're in this room that's boarded up, and they're trying to come through, and you get points for either killing zombies or reboarding windows. So, like, sometimes a guy will be designated a permanent boarder. But the thing is, though, you can't play this mode till you've beaten a single player. It's like, why would you do that?
Kind of reminds me of the one scene from Resident Evil 4, which apparently, you know, where you've got that far at least, right?
Yeah, that's like the very first level. You're in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A kind of first level, first chapter.
Yeah.
It sounds like they talk about a scene in Resident Evil 5 that sounds just like that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
You know.
It's homage.
Well, okay.
Anything else you played this week?
No. I don't think so.
That's about it for me.
I mean, God, we're going to have something to talk about every week coming up here. We're also going to have to start thinking, not yet, but the best ever of the year is going to have to start.
Yeah, we do the top five. That's why I'll have to count out how many shows we have left.
What was your number one last year?
My number one last year was Mass Effect.
I still got to give you some crap for that.
Yeah, I know you do.
I mean, my number one was Bioshock. That was a good number one. I love Bioshock.
Okay. It's going to be hard this year, honestly. I mean, we did an honorable mention thing last year, too, right?
Yeah.
If not, we need to, because there's going to be a lot of honorable mentions.
Well, yeah, you talk about those at the end.
Yeah.
I think I have at least my top two already set, unless something drastic happens. I mean, at this point, what else is really big?
What's hard is to think back to what, I think you and I are talking about this, or maybe I said on the show, but
Burnout
came out in January. Right. That's technically, it's 09.
The only one I can really remember is from earlier in the year is Metal Gear Solid 4, because that's such a big release.
What came out in March and April?
Well, Smash Bros. Was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Mario Kart, I guess.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a
GTA?
Tough. Well, GTA's not on my list.
Well, not for us, but for other people.
Well, other people seem to enjoy it, don't they?
Yes.
I'm resting my phone on the top of the PC with that big off button.
That's probably a bad idea.
I should probably stop doing that. Oh, God. But what else is coming out this year that I haven't played?
That's big still?
I mean, I haven't played Mirror's Edge. I haven't played World at War.
Yeah. Left 4 Dead will be Tuesday.
Maybe Sonic won't suck.
Who knows? Who knows? I feel like there's at least one more biggish thing coming in December.
I think there are things that I'm just forgetting about.
Yeah. We'll get to them. Okay. All right, let's do some downloads. Now that we've kind of moved to a Friday schedule, I have 2 weeks worth of stuff here for us to go over. So, on the Wii, last week on WiiWare, they released two games. Alien Crush Returns.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't know they were ever here. There's that. It's a pinball game.
Okay.
And also, Home Sweet Home.
Indeed.
I guess it's kind of like a Sims-ish thing, maybe? This week on WiiWare, there was Brain Challenge from Gameloft, and Yummy Yummy Cooking Jam, which I'm guessing is a kind of Cooking Mama thing. On the Virtual Console last week was the Sega Master version of Space Harrier, which is a great game. I like that game.
The Sega Master version?
Yeah.
We had the...
It was a pretty close port for an 8-bit system.
We had the 32X version. That was a nice port.
Yeah. On the Virtual Console this week, Mega Man 3.
Oh, and if you do not own Mega Man 3, I just got that.
You've got the classic collection for PS2, so you're set.
Even still, just to have it on my Wii, I love Mega Man 3. Oh, Mega Man 3 is so good. Get it.
On Xbox Live Arcade, last week they released Vigilante 8. You remember this game?
Oh, yeah, I remember Vigilante 8.
This week they didn't do a new release, but they did add some more games to the Arcade's Greatest Hits
including line. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, for $5. So, you know, that's
good
cool.
deal.
You know what the ones that's coming out with the NXE on Wednesday, the Kingdom for Keflings?
Never heard of that.
It's kind of like an RTS with no combat, and but you can use your avatar as your in-game character.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that looks kind of neat.
Oh, wait, by avatar you mean that NXE thing,
yes.
right?
Okay. The PlayStation Network, there was nothing last week. This week they released Age of Booty, which came out a few weeks ago on the XBLA. You played the demo for that?
No.
It's fun. It's kind of, it's like a sort of RTS with pirate ships, but you just control one ship and you play like team versus matches and stuff. It's pretty neat. It's made by the former multiplayer design lead for Halo. Capcom made a very big deal about that.
All right.
GameTap. Well, last week we had Grim the Singing Bone. I'm not familiar with that one. And Red Faction 2.
Red Faction were fun games.
Mm-hmm. There's a new one coming.
Oh, good, I guess.
You know that Red Faction 2 didn't take place on Mars.
I was just reading about that. Yeah, I did not know.
This week on GameTap, there's Grim King Midas.
And how many Grims are there now?
They crap them out. You could tell. They're not that good. And also Space Hack, which I vaguely remember this. It's kind of like a sci-fi Diablo clone.
Yeah, I remember that. That might come out.
And there you go. So what's for reals?
For reals? Well, this is, since we're frying, this is basically stuff that's come out
yes.
now. You know, Call of Duty World War came out, PC, 360, and PS3. Although I also saw it on DS.
It's out for DS. I think there's PS2 and Wii versions as well.
Okay. I mean, those might come up later. Mirror's Edge came out for PS3 and 360.
Mm-hmm.
Wrath of the Lich King, PC, and Mac. Star Wars The Clone Wars Lightsaber Duels came out for the Wii,
Some
finally.
People say this isn't terrible.
I bet it's not terrible, but it's not great.
I'm sure it's fun for kids who like Star Wars.
Right. SmackDown vs. Raw 09 for 360, PS2, PSP, Wii, and DS.
And PS3.
Okay, right. I don't know.
They list this stuff weird.
Yeah, but that's something I obviously want eventually. Mm-hmm. Tales of Symphonia, Dawn of the New World for the Wii.
Oh, that came out?
Yeah, it's like the sequel. I heard, I don't know, I had to see the reviews. As the one reviewer said, I think there's one review that wasn't very positive.
Mm. So this is like a direct sequel to Tales of Symphonia, the one right. you beat and enjoyed.
Yeah, but I think this is more like made by like their B team or C team.
I see.
You know, so I don't. My hopes aren't that
not
high.
The Vesperia guys.
I think
you'd probably be better off getting Vesperia
right.
or something.
I think this is just them like, hey, that Tales of Symphonia was very popular.
Yeah, let's cash in on that a bit.
Right. Which you think they would just make a new one for the Nintendo systems again?
Mm.
Sacred 2: Fallen Angel for the PC.
This is It's one of those games where it's like a third person, like online kind of game, but then one person plays like an RTS.
Okay.
It's cool too what they're doing. Like, you could actually, they encourage you to install it on other machines, and that machine will get a 24-hour trial, and then they can just upgrade it right to the full game from there.
All right. Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts for 360, which apparently is not terrible.
Yeah, I the demo didn't do it for me, but apparently it's good, so I don't know, I gotta give it another shot, I guess.
Red Alert 3 came out for the 360.
Cool.
Pro Evolution Soccer 09 for the PSP. History Channel Civil War Secret Missions for the PC.
That's awesome.
And we got World War One for the PC. Hey, it's a World War One game. I always said they should do this.
Yeah.
The new game allows players to relive the Great War in detailed historic accuracy. Interesting.
Fun.
Yeah, you ever notice how it seems like GameSpot doesn't... It seems like they don't do a whole lot of... it seems like they just miss reviews for things sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Banjo-Kazooie. It seems like they should have reviewed that.
Yeah.
And apparently they haven't reviewed SmackDown vs. Raw yet.
Hmm. Weird.
They had to have. No, they haven't.
They didn't.
I wonder if companies aren't letting them review stuff as easily as
Who
before.
Knows?
So there's all that. Why don't we
let's look at this top 10 list.
And this is Chris Lansdell.
Yes.
It says top 10 retro games that he loves, but we probably didn't.
We'll be the judge.
So let's see if we even recognize any of these. Number 10 is Formula One Built to Win.
I have no idea.
NES. No, never heard of that.
I'm talking RC Pro-Am.
Nine is Super International Cricket.
Cricket.
For SNES. Does that even come out in America?
Pass.
Yeah. Eight, Championship Manager 2 for the PC.
Pass.
Seven is Top Players Tennis for the NES.
Pass.
Yeah, loves his sports games. Six is Jackal for the NES. The first non-sports game, but I still haven't heard of it. Ultimate Basketball for the NES.
Wait, was this the one that we played? There's no pictures.
Well, our main internet's crapped out. There are pictures.
In this one, because there would be a little
I
box.
I don't know. But
this is the one that had, like, Dr. J in it and legs.
I don't
legs?
Think that it was this one. Four's Apocalypse for the PlayStation.
Pass.
Three's Tecmo World Wrestling. It's kind of popular. Never
played it.
Never played it, but, you know.
Knights of the Round. That sounds familiar.
Well, I think you're thinking of the Final Fantasy stuff.
No, keep scrolling down. There's a screenshot. Oh, yeah. It was like a beat-em-up.
I feel
like
I played this. It does look cool. Everyone is Bushido Blade. Bushido.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed those, Chris.
Yeah, well done.
Hopefully, we have smarter readers who recognize more of these than we do.
Yes. Let's go to the mail barrel. Well, we got an email from Zach Eagle, who is, we've been Twittering with each other a lot lately. So, hey, Zach, how's it going? He sent this email. Guys, great show last week. Figured I couldn't let David Redkey hang out to dry, so I thought I'd write in this week with a few questions. One, being so close to the holiday season, what are your must-haves? What games are absolute passes?
Must-haves are Fallout 3, Gears of War 2. I think those are my two must-haves.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I would say those two, and...
I'm trying to think.
I'd put Fable 2 on there. Jeez, you know what we didn't do?
What?
NPDs.
We didn't talk about the NPDs?
We'll do that after we read this email.
Okay.
It's an NPD extravaganza.
At the end. Oh, God. You dropped the ball there.
I did. It didn't show up in my reader feeds.
Okay.
Anyway.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like there should be at least one more must-have. If you got a PS3, I'd say Little Big Planet.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Little Big Planet, it should be up there.
Passes?
I don't want to. I'm not going to come out.
Yeah, it's hard to say
pass on anything. If you see something,
I'd say something. Okay, when I say pass on these are games that I'm passing on, but I'll probably be getting later. It's things like, unless it reviews super well, Prince of Persia, World at War for me, just because there's enough shooters right now.
Sonic.
Like, I miss Dead Space.
Oh, yeah, I liked Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a
It's not a must-have, it's not a pass.
It's a pretty nice to have.
Yes.
That was a fun game.
Second question. Seeing as how it appears that none of the major companies are actually going to make any money off the current-gen systems, who do you think is the biggest loser? Discuss. Actually, Nintendo does make money on every Wii
Nintendo
sold.
Yeah, Nintendo makes money.
Because the GameCube, which, let's face it, the Wii is a fancy GameCube. I mean, they were selling those for $99 and were making money off of them, so for $250, they're doing okay.
Either way you look at it, though, Sony's obviously losing the most money.
Yeah, Sony is...
We'll talk about that more at the NPDs.
Three, would you guys say that this is one of the biggest holiday release bunches we've had in a long time? If the answer is yes, do you think developers will keep it up, or will the market trickle back down, or worse, or oversaturate?
You know, it seems like every year now we say it's a big
holiday season. Like every year always gets bigger.
So, yeah, this is obviously one of the biggest ones we had. I don't think there's any fear of oversaturation yet. I don't. Some games might get lost on the shelf this year, but who knows? We'll have to see.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have to see how well Prince of Persia does.
Yeah, like I've talked about this before, but games like Far Cry 2. That's what I another one I play that I forgot to talk about.
Right.
Which I'll do now very quickly.
Yeah, please quote this.
Open world shooter. Basically, I've heard it described as a more streamlined stalker or a first person Grand Theft Auto. Both of which are pretty apt. It's good. Like I didn't like it at first, and then kind of at one point it clicked with me, and I really started enjoying it. Go to 1UP.
Okay.
But I rented it, I played it like for a good 4 or 5 hours for one day, and I mailed it back. And I said, like, maybe in February I'll get this game and finish it. But for now, no way. Now if it came out in July, when like the only game I played all summer was Civ Rev, it would have been a no brainer.
Right.
But I guess I did read somewhere, and I wish I could remember where someone said the reason why everybody like late stacks their schedule is even to be like the 20th highest selling game in November is more sales than being the top selling game in July.
Right, right.
Well, and speaking of sales, and that concludes Zach's email. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. So NPDs, okay.
Yes.
October 2008 hardware sales. Wii, 803,000.
Jeez.
That's a big number.
Stupid. It's going to get bigger. November's numbers will probably break a million.
We all argue how there's no software for it. It doesn't seem to stop people.
No.
I mean, they love their Wii Fit.
But the thing is, though, I read an interesting thing. Again, I can't remember where this was, but someone, they talked about how they likened the Wii to a very expensive board game. The kind of thing that the only time you're really busting it out is when family and friends are over and you want to play, like, Wii Sports.
I've heard that before.
Or, like, you know...
Well, don't forget about, like, how sweet Mario Galaxy was. And
I know, Apprentice. But the thing is, like, how far and few between are releases like that?
This has not been a great year for software. I don't think anyone would argue with you, but hopefully So hopefully next year we're going to have some good stuff. We'll see.
Yes.
It's hard to criticize them too much when their numbers are this high.
Yeah.
Nintendo DS, very respectable, 491,000.
Yeah, you know.
360 at a bit less than half of the Wii is at 371,000.
A nice increase from last month where they did... Oh, no, wait, never mind. I was reading the wrong number. Well, it's they still went small up a increase, bit, 347. Yeah. That price drop's working for them.
PSP, 193,000. Mm-hmm. PS3 is 190,000, which again, that's
down
like,
from 232 last
right,
month.
This is 360 is half of Wii, and the PS3 is half of the 360. Then PS2 is 136, not that far behind the PS3. Mm-hmm. But okay, so
I'm sure Sony will be quick to tell you if you combine all of our hardware sales,
yeah, all three of which are on the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
helps when you have the most systems out right now. So, software sales, Fable 2, big seller.
790,000, and that's like in a week and a half.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It did very well for itself, but...
good for them. That's a good game.
Number 2, Wii Fit, still doing very well, 487,000. Fallout 3 had a very good opening, I think, here.
Well, this is just the 360 version, which is a 375, and they don't do PC numbers, and the PS3 version is not in the top 10. I'd be curious to see what its combined sales are for all three platforms versus Fable 2.
Is it whenever there's a multi-platform game, the 360 version is just
always. And like I said, Fallout 3 on PS3 not even on the list. Right. Same thing. Like, well, we'll get to it, but like Dead Space is at number 10, 360 version.
Right.
NBA 2K9 is number 9.
Let's talk about what else is on here. Just yeah. You know, for Mario Kart Wii. Mario Kart Wii has been doing ridiculously well.
I know, right?
It has been on this list just consistently
since like March.
This has to be the best-selling Mario Kart ever, easily.
Oh, totally.
Then we play Saints Row 2.
360 enough. Version again.
All right, decent enough start for that. Does that come out with PS3? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
SOCOM Confrontation is the first PS3 game on here.
And that's one, too.
People still like SOCOM?
Apparently. Like I said, it's one of those cases where I play it, and I'm like, PC's been doing this for 4 years. But that was a game, too, that was very heavily, like, you can download it or buy it. But buying it got you a headset. So I wonder, what the total number would be with the downloads added to it.
You got Little Big Planet. When did that come out in October?
Like the 29th.
Okay.
So yeah, like 215,000 in 2 days, pretty good.
Okay. I hope. I want that game to succeed. And yes. Number 9 got NBA 2K9. 10 got Dead Space, so it got on there. Mm-hmm. Interesting things, though. First off, Star Wars, which was number 1 last month, isn't even on.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, you know, big first month for that, but maybe didn't hold over so well. Also, don't the Madden games usually have, like, a really long staying period on the top 10 list?
Yeah, and also, look, I just realized, too, no music games.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually.
And this World Tour came out October.
No, it came out November.
You sure? I'm pretty sure it was October.
If it came out October, it was... No, it did it. It did it. I don't think it did. I'm pretty sure it came out November, early November.
Look.
Hey, Guitar Hero, if it came out last October, you know it'd be there. It's Guitar Hero.
I know. Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm confused.
You know, I mean, I can't. This isn't something I can look up all that fast.
Okay.
Just take my word for it, please. I assure you I lie not. All right, then. I think we got that down there.
Yeah, should wrap it up.
All right.
Very nicely done.
Yep. Good job, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Zingya. Zingya means you gotta clap with your foot.
I did not know that, but I followed along.
Zing, yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Socrates.
Oh, okay.
Not the philosopher, everybody. Don't worry about it. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show, everybody. You can find our website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can get a hold of me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And magguy711@gmail.com. Coincidentally, if you want to play Warcraft with us, jump on the Bailgun server. Yeah. You'll see our Death Knights running around.
Hopefully I'll be there soon. Let's see if my email came in.
Ooh.
No, Chris wrote on my wall, though.
Let's see, got some links.
He keeps sending me music videos, which I definitely do not like.
By the Killers.
What?
Well, the Killers? The Aqualung video was pretty sweet.
I didn't even watch that.
But... Oh, it's scary.
All right, well, good.
We're going to leave now.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.